out tonight. If they give you a nidu, they ban you, even on a condition, sarach hafara. Still the nidu takes place, and you have to be made for the nidu. Minon, how do we know this from Yehuda, from the Maisa of Yehuda? To accept that Yehuda told Yaakov, if I do not bring back the Binyamin, Imloya, Yosef Alecha, the Chatos Lecha, that I should be Benidui. And even though Yehuda did bring back Binyamin, still the Pasuk says, V'yom Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, Om Reb Yenison, Ma'ed Echsev, what does the Pasuk say? Yechi Ruven v'yal Yomus, v'zois Yehuda, that Yehuda, Ruven should live, and this should be to Yehuda, that means like this, that Kol Oysin Mem Shon, all the 40 years, Shor Yisrael Bamidbon, even after Yehuda died, the 40 years at the the bones of Yehuda was rolling around in his coffin. Notice he was benidri. The nidu that Yaakov put upon him was mekoyim, even though the Tanai was kayim. There was no hafara mad Moshe till Moshe stood up and made the hafara. He asked Rachman from Hashem. Om alafon of Ribbono shel Olam. Migorim leRuven sheyoida. Who caused Reuven to do tshuva, to be made on his chet? Yehuda. That's the pasuk of Yechi Reuven Val Yomis V'zois LeYehuda. V'zois LeYehuda. That this is the reason why Yehuda did tshuva was because the reason why Reuven did tshuva was because of Yehuda. V'zois LeYehuda. This is a zchus to Yehuda. Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. So that's what Moshe was davening to Hashem. So because of Moshe's tefillah, the nidu went away a little bit. That oil ev regular shofar. All his limbs went into the socket. As like this, his bones was rolling around. So now all the limbs went into the socket. But still they have become Mailalay la Masifta Rikia. Yehuda's neshama cannot go up to the Masifta Rikia, to the special yeshiva upstairs. So Moshe still davin. V'yel amoy tzivienu, bring him into his nation. So that then they let him come into the Masifta. They have become Yoda la Mishka la Mitrach Bishmaita. He was able to come in, he got a seat in the yeshiva, but he didn't know how to talk and learning there. He couldn't argue back and forth with them, he didn't understand them. The Hadi Rabbonin with the other Rabbonin that were in the Masifta. This is all because of his nidui. So the Pasuk says, Yodav Ravloi. So that Moshe davened more, and now he understood how to argue back and forth and learning. But still, they have the Yodav Lefruke Kushya. He couldn't answer a question. He was able to understand the Shir, but he didn't know how to answer a question himself. So then Moshe davened, the Eitha Mitzarav Tia. Yeah. So here, it is the proof that even though the nidui that was upon you, that was on the Tanai, and even though Yehuda did bring back Binyamin, still the nidu took place. Again, what comes out of a chacham, his dibur has effect. To ask him back and forth, like just ask questions to understand the world. Like ask questions. He'll say a shir, and then they ask the question, he could argue back and forth. But if he asked a good question, he did not answer it though. Eboilu, with a question like this now. The Mishnah says there are three different types of kohen gadols that if they die, he is freed, and the Yehuda says the fourth one. The question is, the Misas Kula Mukhaizer, does the Rasech have to wait till all three or four Kohanim die? Or Iduma maybe the Misas Echemim, if one of them die, even the case, let's say you have a Kohen Gadol, and you have a Ovar Nimshichosai. You have like, one was puzzled, they made a second one, and then the first one went back, and they're both alive now. You can have two Kohen Gadols alive. So, does he go free with the death of one, or do we need the death of both of them? Rosh Mashiach Muhammad, you could have the Kohen that went to Muhammad, he's still alive with the other Kohen Gadol. That's the question. Do we need both, or is enough one of them? So, Shema, I'm going to bring you proof of the next Mishnah that says, Nigmar Dinoi B'loi Kohen Gadol. Let's say when they gave the Gemar Dinoi, this Reuven killed B'Shegeg, and the Bezdin gave the verdict, yes, you killed B'Shegeg, you deserve to go to Golis. If at that time there was no Kohen Gadol alive. So the locker is, and he never goes out free, that's the locker. You only go out free when the Kohen Gadol dies, if there's a Kohen Gadol alive when you had your psak. But at the time when you had your psak, if the Kohen Gadol died before your psak, and there's no new Kohen Gadol at that time, so you stay there forever. There's never a master of the Mises Kohen Gadol. But the question is why? Like the Havamina is, the main Kohen Gadol died, was not there by your psak, but the other Kohen Gadol is still alive, or the Kohen Mashiach HaMacham is still alive. See, if you tell me you need all three deaths to let you go free, that is good. Since one died before your Gemadin, you're not going to have his death after your Gemadin, you can't go out free. But if you're going to tell me a misa of any one of them lets you go free, so why do I care if one Kohen Gadol died already, but you still have the second Kohen Gadol alive? You have the Meshuach Mechama. When he dies, let him go free. So Gemara says there's no proof, no pashid. The Gemara says, for that, but Bidleka, I'll tell you what the Mishnah is talking about, where there are no other Kohanim. There was only one Kohen Gadol alive, and he died before you had your Gemara Din. So at the time when you made your Gemara Din, there were none of the four alive. That's the case that you say, Loilam. But it could be, if there's any one of them that was alive, then when he dies, if any one of them dies, could be any one of them, Isa, frees you to go out. Okay, now, see, now the Mishnah says, Mishanigma dinai meis kain godel. Let's say today in the morning, Bezdin gave its Gemara Din. Bezdin decided that Reuven is chayiv. He killed somebody, Bishoigig is chayiv golis. Now, the next minute, we hear news, the Kohen Gadol just died, after the Gemara Din. Mishanigma dinai meis kain godel, harei zayin a goyla. The Ratzayach is freed from going to golis. The Moshe the Kav Chayma. Madach, he's there already, goes out. If he didn't get there yet, for sure he's free. So since the Kohen Gadol died after his psak, he goes out free. He's free from going. What's going to be? Imach, imach l'nigma dinoi. Before Bezdin finished the psak, meis Kohen Gadol, the first Kohen Gadol died. But right away, uminu achatachov, they appointed the second one. Uliyachem mikan nigma dinoi, and then they finished off the Gemara Din tomorrow to say that Reuben is chayiv golus. So chayiv to be misasa shosheni. It depends who is the Kohen Gadol alive when the time they made the Gemara Din. Since at the time of the Gemara Din, the second Kohen Gadol was appointed already, so Pshita goes out free when he dies. Nigma dinoi b'lei Kohen Gadol. Let's say there was a psak din and there was no Kohen Gadol alive at that time, even though they appoint one tomorrow. But at the time of the Gemara Din, if there's no Kohen Gadol alive right now, or else, the Ha'horik Kohen Gadol, a person that killed the Kohen Gadol, and he was the only one alive, he was the only Kohen Gadol alive now, or else, the Kohen Gadol Sharag, a Kohen Gadol himself that kills, that he's Chayav Golis, and Pshita then, when he dies, he's died. There's nobody else that can free him. In all these three cases, and the Yaitzim Mishom Le'olam, he never goes out free. Because you don't have a Misas Kohen Gadol that's Mechaper upon him. So it has to be that after the Gemara Din, there's a Kohen Gadol alive, then his Misas Mechaper you. But if there's no Kohen Gadol alive, then you're there forever.
That means that we don't wait?
The Mishnah says, when the Ratzeach goes into Golis, into the Or Miklat, he has no permission to leave, loyally aid this mitzvah, not even to say aid this about a mitzvah for Kiddush HaKodesh, not even to be an aid for somebody to help not a mumness. Not even if you're the aid, you saw the way somebody killed somebody, and the bezin someplace else needs you, you have no right to leave the Or Miklat. Even if the Klai Yisrael needs him, still he cannot leave. Even if the head general needs you, you have no right permission to leave the Or Miklat. And the Yaitzim Yisham Le'olam, calls them on the Kohen Gadol did not die, you have no right to leave. Shinem the Pasuk says, Asher no shoma, so we dashin shoma there, shom tei di rosoi, that's your living places, your living quarters. Shom tei mi sosoi, if you die there, you have to, you should die there, you stay there till you die, if you didn't die at the Kohen Gadol. And if you die there before the Kohen Gadol, is shom tei kferosoi, they bury you there, until the Kohen Gadol dies. When the Kohen Gadol dies, then they have a right to remove you and put you by a kforos of your office. But until the Kohen Gadol dies, you even have to be buried there. Now, Kishen, She'ir Koletis, just like the Ori Miklat, the city itself protects you from the Goyim Adon, Kach Tchuma Koletis, the same thing the 2,000 Amos outside the city also protects you. Ratzayach She'yotzach Hustachum, if Ratzayach left the Ori Miklat, he did an Aveira, he went out from the Ori Miklat, and the girl Adam finds him outside the Or Miklat. So, Reb Yosi Yeglili Yomer, mitzvah biyad girl Adam. It's a mamasha mitzvah for him to kill him now. Not only a reshus permission, he has a mitzvah to kill him. And reshus biyad kol Adam. Anybody else, if they want to, they have a right to kill him. Kliyad kol Adam is not a mitzvah, but it's reshus. Whoever else wants to take revenge for what this person did by killing somebody, they have a right to kill him. Reb Akiva Raimano, Rishus biyad girl adam. There's no mitzvah to kill somebody. If the girl adam meets him outside the Or Miklat, He asked permission to kill him. That's all. Rishus. That means if he killed the Ratzayach, he will not be killed for that. But there's no mitzvah. And v'chol adam chayav amola. We'll see anymore what this means. Pashut means everybody else, if they kill him, they're chayav misa. They have no permission to kill the Ratzayach.
Right.
Outside the chumah it has to be, right. Now the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason of the... Gemara says, my time, what's the reason of the ratio? That if after the Gemara din, right away the Kohen Gadol dies, he's freed. Somebody that already went to the Ohr Miklat. He goes out now with the death of the Kohen Gadol. Mi shalai gola, the person did not even get there yet. Isn't it a svara? He's freed from going to Golis. Maybe hide the goli ichpole is a svara the opposite way. The person that already went to Golis, he was living there next to him. He has his kapara. That's why he can go out free now with the mitzvah kohen gadol. But hide the goli light. He didn't have any kapara yet. He didn't have any golis yet. So maybe he has to go to the Arniklet. Gemara says clear, midi golos kama kaparis. Is it the exile that frees him, that gives him the kapara? No. It's misas koinu de mechapra. It's the misa of the koin godo, misas tzadik and mechaparis. It's the misas mechapra, that's the kapara. Not going to golos. And this is very good, like we said in our beis and mebeis. That the Gemara, the reason why Adam Zemim does not receive golos is not because it's a kapara. The Gemara needs a special pasuk. Only by Kufra Kapara, the Gemara says, the Svara, the Edom Zomim don't receive Kapara because it's a Kapara. And the question is, why didn't the Gemara say the same Svara by Golus? And the answer is that going to Golus is not a Kapara. The Kapara is the Mises Kohen Gadol. Going to Golus is a punishment. So the punishment going to Golus really should apply to Edom Zomim. The Gemara has to answer a new pasuk, who Yon Hashem? A new pasuk that there's no Golus by Edom Zomim. But not because it's a Kapara. Because the kapor is not the exile, that's a punishment. The kapor is the misas kohen gadol. Imashalig madinoi. Minan emili, how do we know this? Omer of Kana, the other quarter pasuk says, V'yoshev bo ad moisa kohen gadol. Ashe mosha choysa v'shemen akodesh. That he has to live there until the kohen gadol dies. And the kohen what? Ashe mosha choysa, they anointed him with a special shemen, akodesh. Question is, V'chihu Moishchai. Does he, was the Ratzeach Moishchai of the Kohen Gadol, V'chihu Moishchai. Ela means like this, Zeh Shenim Shach B'yomov.
In other words, like the Mishnah says, in a case when the person killed, and then the Kohen Gadol died, and they appointed the second Kohen Gadol, and then there was the Gemara Din, so the second Kohen Gadol, he's the one that takes place. That's called Zeh Shenim Shach B'yomov. That he was appointed to be a Kohen Gadol when you're alive, even after you did the Maaseh Arigah. That's Pshat and Amishan. That's what we know from this pasuk. And this is the question, Mehevel Elamevet, what should have he done? Like, since this Kohen Gadol was not a Kohen Gadol when Reuven the Ratzeach killed, he first became a Kohen Gadol afterwards. True, he became before the Gemara Din, but he became after the person did the Maaseh Arigah, so why is he at fault? Like, what could have he done? So Mar says, still, Hoyele Levakesh Rachmim Sheigmadim Melechus Vlei Bikesh. Still, since the Kohen Gadol was appointed before the Gemara Din, he should have been mispalot to Hashem that the Gemara Din should have been l'schus and not that the person should be chayiv golus. So, but this is also fitting that he's at fault. Therefore, it is misa that's mechaper on the Ratzeach.
Why is now he's punished like his misa is the one that's mechaper? So, my answer is still yes. Since he was appointed a Kohen Gadol before there was the Gemara Din, so there's still a time upon him. Hoyler levakish rachamim. He should have davened more. Interesting that his tefillah could have stopped the Gemara Din from being lechayiv, but changed it over to schus. Since he did not daven this much, he's also at fault, and therefore it's the same thing. His misa is what frees the Ratzeach. Amar Abaya, Naktina, we come out nigmar dinoi umeis. Let's say there's the Gemara Din, and then umeis, then the Ratzeach dies. Before they take him to the Ohr Miklat, the locker is Malichan Atzas Meisav L'Sham. Still, they bury him there in the Ohr Miklat. They take his bones to the Ohr Miklat. The Chassid it says Loshuv Loshev is Boritz. He has to live in the ground. Ad Meis HaKoyin until the Koyin dies. The question is, What's a living in the ground itself? That means even after he's mace, he has to live in the Ar Mikvah until the Kohen Gadol dies. That means we bury him there. What? Then they can remove him to the Bate Ovis, the Kvaras Ovis. Tana, we learned. Mace, Kodem, Shemace, Kohen Gadol, if the Matzeach dies first, so Malichin Atzmaisav, what? Mace, Kodem, Shemace, Kohen Gadol, Malichin Atzmaisav, Akivri Avaisav. One second. Like this. Rashi is like this. Tana will learn. Mace, Ratzeach, Bar Miklat. And then, Umace, Kohen Gadol, Achaz Man. Then the Kohen Gadol died. That's what it should be. Tana will learn like this. Mace, Kohen Shemace, Kohen Gadol. But, so first they buried him in the Ar Miklat, and then the Kohen Gadol died. Now, Malichin Atzmaisav, Kivri Avaisav. They're allowed to bury him in Kivri Avaisav. Instead it says, Yoshev, Ratzeach, Aleret, Achaz Osoi. Because after the Kohen Gadol dies, he returns to Eretz Achaz Osoi. He returns to the land. So again, Ezel Yeshiv Yeshiv Eretz Achaz Osoi. What do you mean you live now in the land of your father? Haviyayna Zukfura. That means you're allowed to be buried now by Kivrei Ovis. Nigmadina. Let's say the Bezdin made a Gmadin Benase Koyen Begrusha Ben Chalutza. Again, Ruvei told somebody B'Shegeng, there was a Kohen Gadol alive. Bezdin made up stock din, he's chayev golus, he killed B'shoigig. And now we find out that the Kohen Gadol is a ben grusha ben chalutza. Now we first find this out, that his mother was a grusha. See, his apostle is not a Kohen Gadol. So what's the halacha? Is it considered that there was a gemar din with a Kohen Gadol, and he goes out free now? Or is it considered there was a gemar din without a Kohen Gadol, and he stays there forever? So, please give more Rabbam and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. It's a machlokes Rabbam and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha.
All right, turn over.
This is the machlokes Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbami. That Chadama 1 says, Nei Sakuna. It's sitting like the Kuna died right now, and therefore the Rasher does not go to Golas. It's sitting only like the Kohen died. Up until now, he was the Kohen Gadol. It's only from now onwards that he's possible. Therefore, the Ratzeach is freed. The Chadam once says no, but lakuna. It's like he was never a Kohen Gadol. The Rosh of the Gloy Muslim Afreya, so he Kohen Gadol. Since he had this Tzulva Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, he was not a Kohen Gadol from before. It comes out for Shas, the Gemara Din, there was no Kohen Gadol alive. Therefore, the Din, if he stays there, Liyaylam. So the Machleke. So what's the Machleke told you? The Mor says, Lema, let's say, the Plukta, the Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Yeshua Kanifagi. The Tanam learned like this. Of a Kohen was on top of the Mizbeach, doing the Avodah, the Noida, Shubeng, Rusha, Mechalutza. And now we find out that this Kohen, not Dr. Kohen, God, Lenny Kohen, we find out now that this Kohen is a Ben Gerusha's mother, was a Gerusha. And he's a Cholo now, so he's supposed to do the Avodah. We have Lozo in there, Kol Karbonis, Yikri, Absulim. All the Karbonis that he did before, Absulim. Like now this soul is from Lamafreya, he was possible all along. Any korban that he brought the last 20 years is psulim, is possible. Rabbi Shua Mano, Machshir, whatever he did before is kosher. The psulim of Ben Gerusha is only chal from now onwards. Therefore, man di yom mesa, the one that said it like we had a Kohen Gadol, just from now onwards he's like mace. Rabbi Shua, he holds like Rabbi Shua, that the kabbonis that he brought before are kosher. So therefore, there was a Kohen Gadol, just he died now. It's like he died now. Or man di yamabotu, the one that says no, it's like we never had a Kohen Gadol, Kareb Loza, that holds the psul is chalam afreya, excuse me, all the kabbonis are psulim. It wasn't like this, true.